St. Pete officials are taking input from residents on how to manage the city's money. During the first of three budget summits last night in Northeast St. Pete, residents weighed in on what services and projects they think officials should prioritize. Lou Brown III has worked on a project called the People's Budget Review that surveyed more than 500 residents.
10% responded with ending racism, segregation, and enhancing the South Side. 9% of responses were peer-related, with some for and some against. 8% would like improvements to public transportation. 6% would like a focus on jobs in the local economy. And 4% mentioned safety and crime issues. 4% would like to see more citizen input on issues. And the most telling are the responses we receive regarding the city's future, with 17% wanting to see improvements in the economy, 15% had a concern for the environment, 15% want social equity and a truly seamless city, and 9% focused on having a safe city above all else.
All of the results are on the group's website, peoplesbudgetreview.org. Organizers of their second annual survey told city council members and the mayor that there should be a vision for the city's future before any budget is voted on. Dozens of speakers crowded into a small room at the Willis S. Johns Rec Center on North 9th Street. Leonard Schmegge has been a vocal critic of the city's plan to spend $50 million to build a new pier along the downtown waterfront.
So, if some people consider it an art project, well, for $50 million, you can award 50 $1 million grants to artists. Or you could do 500 $100,000 grants to artists. You can do the same thing with business loans. 50 new businesses, $50 million, 500 new businesses, each get $100,000 seed startup money. You're not going to get that from Bank of America.
But prior to hearing from speakers, St. Pete Mayor Bill Foster tackled that topic. He pointed out that the new pier will come from a special fund called Penny for Pinellas, and that other capital projects, like plans to build a new police station, are funded through tax incremental funds.
Whether or not we build the pier has little impact on the general fund. And whether or not we build the new police station has very little impact on the general fund. Now, if it's more efficient, we can control the general fund. But one is TIF, one's Penny for Pinellas. So if we don't build the police station, that doesn't mean raises for everybody. It's a different pot.
Foster warned residents that even though the city is poised to bring in more revenue soon, it's not happening yet.
My message to you tonight is we are still in the cutting mode. We have a revenue problem.
Foster urged people signed up for public comment to let him and other city officials know if there were any projects off limits when it came time to start making cuts. Kurt Donnelly asked that something be done to reduce the economic divide between people who live in South St. Pete and those who live in the more affluent areas in the northern part of the city.
We could start by stop arresting all the kids out of school for tic-tac fouls. I mean, that's just ridiculous. They're getting arrested for stuff everyone in this room has done. Talked back to a teacher. Got in a fight in the hallway, tried to break up a fight in the hallway. Those aren't reasons to throw kids in jail and give them permanent records. Most of the other cities in Florida have moved to a civil citation program for juveniles, and those programs have a less than 7% recidivism rate. What we got going on is more like 75%. It's not working.
Several speakers echoed Donnelly, saying the city needs to be sure not to cut back on community programs for at-risk kids. But others focused more on what Mayor Foster called a revenue problem. Matt Florell has called on the city to get rid of its red light camera program. He's worried that changes made to the city's policy on who gets a ticket may end up digging into the budget.
The yellow lights that were too short for the first year of the program are fixed, and that accounts for about 5% of the citations issued. The city is no longer issuing citations for 0.1 seconds violations, I've heard. That accounts for another 10% of citations. And the city will no longer collect money from rental car and other affidavit citations, which accounts for over 5% of citations, but will most likely double or more over the next year due to the change in policy.
Two more budget summits are scheduled before City Council votes on the 2014 budget. The next will be on May 15th at the J.W. Cate Center on 22nd Avenue North. The final meeting will be on June 12th at the Enoch Davis Center on 18th Avenue South. Both meetings begin at 6 in the evening. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.